Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're good. Please bow your heads with me in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, be with us today. Be present among us as we reflect on your word and as we prepare for this week. God, help us to see you, that we may follow where you lead. In Jesus' name, amen. So, in the story this week, we read chapter 24, No Ordinary Man. And in that chapter, there is a slew of stories that we are very familiar with. And they all have, they are Jesus teaching, and they are Jesus healing, and they are Jesus performing miracles like feeding the 5,000 and casting out demons. There's Jesus walking on the water and Jesus calming the storm, as we read just a moment ago. It's so interesting, as we hear these stories, we can get the idea that Jesus has this magnificent power that is in him that isn't in any of us, right? And that's true. I don't know the last time you walked outside in the snowstorm and said, "Be gone." And it just went away. That'd be a nice gift. If you have that gift, we need to see you more often. You see, because there's some of Jesus that is very different than us. But those stories also tell us that Jesus not only understands our needs when he calls the disciples to feed the crowds because he knows that they are hungry, but Jesus himself is hungry. Jesus himself falls asleep. Jesus takes time to go off by himself and find a quiet moment to pray because his life and his world has gotten so frantic and frenzied that even Jesus almost loses sight of where life really is. And so he finds those quiet places to reconnect with the God who lives in him. So you see, as magnificent and powerful as Jesus is, he is also very human. And that is essential for us as we enter this week. This week, that story not only forms the core of our Christian belief, but this week that changes the world around us. As we enter this week, we need to remember that Jesus is fully human and fully God. I came across a couple of guys who had a way of telling that story in kind of a fun and unique way. So I'm going to invite them out, and we're going to do something a little different. I said today is different, and this will be a little different. But they have a story about this man Jesus, or a set of stories about this man Jesus, and how he's fully human and fully God.
You know, it really is incredible that Jesus, when he came to earth, was 100% man and 100% God. That means that he experienced what we experience. For example, as a man, he might have stubbed his toe.
Probably laughed.
He worked.
Probably played dodgeball.
I don't think he played dodgeball.
Yeah, he played dodgeball.
They didn't have dodgeball back then.
Dodge rockball.
Okay, maybe he played dodge rockball. That's possible. But think of this. Just remember, he was 100% man and 100% God.
Fully man, he risked being unpopular.
Fully God, he was able to cast out demons. demons.
We're demons. Look at us.
We make it as jaybirds.
What's my next? Oh, okay. Look, there's Jesus.
Hi, Jesus. Hi.
You don't talk to Jesus. He's the enemy.
But he's nice.
I know. He wants to know what our names are.
Jesus, our name is Caesar, for we are many.
No, it isn't. Our name is Legion, because we're many.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
And we're demons.
And we make it as jaybirds.
He wants to cast us out of these bodies. Yeah. Jesus, listen. We don't want to be cast into those pigs. You gotta understand. We do not want to go into those pigs.
I do want to go into the pigs.
Well, I know that, but I don't want him to know that.
He's the Son of God.
Good point. Uh-oh. He's got that look. No.
I say, Nigel.
Yes, Lawrence?
It's a little drafty in here, I would say.
Yes, it is. What's my next line?
It's my line. I think it would be great if we had a spot of tea. That would do the trick.
Well, here. And by the way, that's a great British accent.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we go?
Yes, let's go.
Excuse me, shouldn't we be putting on some clothes?
Oh, we're naked as jaybirds.
Jesus cast out those demons, and as Scripture says, the townsfolk thought he was a sorcerer, and they told him to leave. He was unwelcome in that area. I mean, think about that. Fully man, he wept.
And fully God, he raised Lazarus from the dead.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I was talking to him and just the other day.
I know. And he was telling us this joke, and then it was like, we didn't get the punchline.
Oh, no, I can't believe it. Hi, Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
Why are we crying? Don't you know? Lazarus is dead. I mean, Lazarus, he's totally dead. And I mean, maybe if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died.
Where were you, Jesus? Why weren't you here?
Don't cry. You're going to make us cry. Look at him. He's crying.
Jesus, you're not supposed to cry.
What? You want us to roll away the stone? Yes, Jesus. But don't quote me on this, but he's thinking.
Had a chalupa right before he went.
Okay. Roll away the stone.
Okay. Fred, roll away the stone.
Did you hear that?
You know what? You know what Jesus said?
What?
He said, "Come forth, Lazarus."
Who talks like that?
I know.
Look.
Hi, Lazarus.
Hey, Lazarus.
Wait. It is him.
Well, what's cooking, Laz?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Do you think of what I'm thinking?
I am. He stinketh. Yeah.
40 men, Jesus slept.
Fully God, he calmed the storm.
Where's Jesus?
He's down below taking a nap.
He's sleeping. We're drowning up here.
He doesn't care about us.
What are we going to do?
Jesus, you don't care about us?
We're just fishermen. We're going to die.
Look, the sea, it's flat.
Sky?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, it's completely clear.
Wow. I mean, who could have done this? Our life was over. We're about to die.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything about this and how it could have happened. Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
Good job.
Yeah, nice job on the storm. Thank you very much.
Did you hear what he said? He asked us where our faith was. Who is this man? The storms and the winds obey him.
This is who he is. He is the God who experienced being unpopular. He knows what it is to weep. And he also experienced being tired and weary. But he is also the God who knows what to do about that.
So as we enter this week, you don't have a God who doesn't know you. You don't have a God that stands above and that says, don't worry about all that stuff that gets into your life that we all worry about. Why we're so tired, why we're so hungry. I am hungry. We have a lunch right after this, by the way. We have a God who understands who you are, not because He's just watching you. But one that said, I'm going to live like you. Philippians lesson that we read today says that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, let go of that and took on the form of a slave, took on the form of a human. He became one of us and was obedient even to death. You see, it has to be both. Jesus needs to be fully human that he can know who we are. And he needs to be fully God that he can do something about it. This week, we will tell the story that changes the world. We won't tell it all at one place, all at one time. We'll tell it on Thursday night as we gather for worship, as we wash each other's hands as Jesus washed his disciples' feet, as we share a meal of bread and wine that is Jesus' body and blood. We'll share the story as we come on Good Friday and hear the words of Jesus through his trial, through his crucifixion, to his death, where Jesus, fully human and fully God, tells us that Jesus, the man, dies and Jesus, God, dies. And only then will we be ready. Only then will we be ready to celebrate what comes next, when the one who knows us fully, because he lives in us, he's walked this world, he's felt that struggle, he's been in your shoes, and he knows what to do about it. May we walk with him this week and see in his story the life that changes all the world and begins with you.